This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named George Bias, G-E-O-R-G-E. B-U-Y-C-E. Date of birth 06/28/1959. Date of appointment 5/23/2023. Requesting physician Vikram Verma, V-I-K-R-A-M-V-E-R-M-A. Dear Dr. Verma, I have the pleasure of seeing George Bias today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 63-year-old. Right-handed Caucasian man who for the last 1 year is stumbling, cannot get feet high enough to walk, hard to walk, feet are heavy, difficult to walk, frequent fall. He has to concentrate on walking, feet are numb, no pain, no backache, legs are weak, no neck pain. Past medical history, foot fracture, obstructive sleep apnea, past surgical history, CABG, herniorrhaphy, allergy to penicillin medication, aspirin 325 milligram daily. Please write in the past medical history, atrial trigeminy, morbid obesity, coronary artery disease, social history. He is a former smoker. He quit 20 years ago. Does not drink alcohol. He uses weed. He is a retired truck driver. He is married, live with his wife. Have two daughters. Family history. Mother deceased. Due to heart problem. Father deceased. COPD. One half sister with alcohol, three half brother, one deceased with seizure, one with cancer. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having numbness and tingling, weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is a please rewrite again. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. People are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Patient has a bilateral foot drop and his strength at the dorsiflexion is 0 over 5. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 63-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, bilateral foot drop. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, common peroneal nerve lesion both sides. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order EMG of the lower extremities, blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C. And Lyme antibodies. I would like also to order MRI of the LS spine. Patient may need physical therapy and AFO. I want to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.